Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Now, I'm not in any panic. I'm not in any bother. But it's always good to get a second opinion. Getting married around this time next year. And every Wednesday we have in the house, Wedding Wednesdays.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
At ease when things are going well, but when you're getting frustrated about, have we this booked yet? What about this? Have we thought about sitting this person beside that person? Oh God, they don't talk to each other.
No, you're way too early for the table plans. Anyone could fall out between this and next year, so don't do them too early.
Yesterday evening, Wedding Wednesday was concentrated around the actual ceremony music. So this is happening in a Catholic church, and one of the priests, I do want to call it strict because I agree with it, God's house, God's rules. One thing he said, no confetti, fair. Other thing, the music has to be of some religious connotation.
And that's a fair request. As you said, it is going to be a Catholic ceremony. Yeah. And it's not like the Catholic Church is short of a few hymns.
No, there are some absolute bangers. Like, I want this involved.
Here I am, Lord.
Yes.
Is it I, Lord?
Now,
I have heard.
Is this more for a funeral than a wedding?
It's adaptable.
Is it, though? Is it?
I think so.
I will.
Like, the whole bang of it is, I'm ready to go, lads.
If you lead me.
I love the tune, but is it wedding appropriate?
Okay, you may have to think about that, yeah, a little bit more. I'm not familiar enough to make the call.
Also, was at a communion a couple of weeks ago, my cousin, and this came on and gave me a lease of life that can only be described as heavenly.
Happy in the presence of the Lord.
Absolute certified banger from Alive 04. However, once again, is that appropriate for a wedding? Is it a bit
definitely
childish?
No, because you are happy. It is hopefully going to be one of the happiest days of your life. You will be in the presence of the Lord because you're having a Catholic ceremony. I'd put that definitely on the long list, if not the short list.
I would love suggestions for tunes, music, hymns that are religious appropriate, but that are also bangers.
And he does need your help on this because me being the heathen I am, I'm no help. There was no church ceremony for my wedding. So therefore the songs did not have to be in any way religious. So Dave needs your eye and ear out on this.
I need you. 087-1-102-107. No point asking Fionnuala when she come up the aisle to AC/DC's Thunderstruck.
Dad already had the tie around his head.
I don't remember what came up the aisle to.
It was She Beug She Bore, traditional Irish music piece.
That's quite nice. So, religious bangers, please. This is a genuine request. Do have a year to work on this, but would like to have it locked in just so I can pass these by the priest. 087-1-102-107. Now, I'm used to some of the tunes from Alive 04.
Yeah, they were a staple of school days, but do they work in a church wedding setting?
Well, what about Connected? Leah reckons it's an absolute bop.
Okay.
Kiss the Bride and then Connected, because we have connected because we're now a married couple. However, I just don't know.
No, I see. I think actually I would put that for walking back out of the church. The two of you bopping down the aisle,
connected,
hand in hand.
Connected. Okay, we'll put it on the consideration list.
Okay, so that's on the Live 04 Connected.
There's so much love for one particular man. He is the real deal. Pretty sure he's an Irish guy in Australia at the minute. Paul Lubbe, you ever heard of him?
Guy on TikTok?
Yeah.
Well, here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night.
He makes it a banger, but it also still feels respectful.
Very true. Now, the issue is it more appropriate for funeral than wedding?
Yeah, that's the conundrum we're going to have to deal with. Are we playing a funeral song at the wedding? Is that giving the wrong sort of vibes, no matter how much of a banger it is?
He's certainly the most popular suggestion. By the way, I do enjoy that some Posh Pop answers are still coming in the midst of these messages. And I can categorically say today's Posh Pop song is not a church ceremony banger, but hey, on we go.
Hello, are you well?
Hey guys, Claire and Kitty and Wool here and Bunkrana in the car, and we are just loving your absolute mass religious bangers. We're thinking though...
Respectful bangers.
What is it? All Things Bright and Beautiful, because you're going to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and she's going to be beautiful.
Hi, have you heard of that?
I thought that that was some sort of a TV show. All Things Bright and Beautiful. I'm clearly wrong.
I have a kid's version here. I wonder, is this appropriate?
The pleasant summer sun, the ripe fruits in the garden, God made them everyone. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small.
I don't recognise it at all.
Not Landon for me. But it's nice.
Okay. More for the consideration of church mass songs that are appropriate for the Catholic Church in a respectful way. Okay, much to consider. 087-1102-107.
Hey! Hi, Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.